Born in 1759, Robert Burns is considered one of the great poets of Scotland. But who was Robert Burns, and why is he so important to Scottish culture? Joining us today to talk about Robert Burns, as well as the upcoming Burns Dinner, is UGA's Georgia Power Professor Emeritus Ian Harden, or as I prefer to refer to him, Sir Ian the Red. So I'm sure most of our listeners are familiar with Robert Burns, but for those that may not be, give us a little overview of Bard Burns, highlighting, if you could, some of the reasons he's had such a lasting impact on poetry and literature, both in Scotland and around the world.
Well, yes. When they did a vote just a few years ago, he beat out William Wallace as the most important Scot of all time. Referred to as the Scottish Bard, he had a short life, only about 37 years old, but his poetry is still a part of all of our literature that's written mostly in English, a lot in Scottish dialect, all over the world. On January 25th, or some day close to that, there are Robert Burns dinners. So you can go to Shanghai, Beijing, Moscow. In fact, I will be sending a video to the St. Petersburg, Russia Burns Club this weekend, because they will be hosting a dinner, and they will have videos from me and people in Australia, New Zealand, so forth. So he's celebrated all over the world.
Tell us a little bit more about the Burns Supper and the ever popular Scottish delight haggis. I mean, how did this come about?
Well, I think probably it got started in the early 1800s, after his death in the late 1700s. And every Burns Supper, or Burns Dinner, as we call it over here, follows a particular sequence. And the first is you have piping, and then the haggis is brought out, and then the master of ceremonies slices through the haggis, opens it up, and also reads the poem Ode to a Haggis by Robert Burns. And the rest of the program there is very much laid out. So in New Zealand, they will do the same thing that we will do here in Athens. We will honor him. We'll have an ode to the lassies, a reply to the laddies, and a number of readings of Burns' poems.
Well, Robert Burns was also a vocal supporter, was he not, of the American Revolution and the French Revolution? How did that affect his writings and his life?
But yes, he was in favor of the, he followed the American Revolution, the French Revolution. And one of his poems, A Man's a Man for All That, which is one of the possible Scottish national anthems, he actually published that anonymously in Dumfries, where he lived, because it could have put him in jail.
Well, tell me, if you would, what are some of your favorite passages of Burns' writings? Can you recite a few for us, even?
Yes. In fact, two of his poems are among the three that might be chosen for a Scottish national anthem. One of them is A Man's a Man for All That. Another is Scots Wha Hae, which also has been put to music. And this is where Burns has written a poem imagining the address of Robert the Bruce to his troops before the Battle of Bannockburn. My favorite is the one that Lincoln actually started reciting just a week or so before his death, to a mouse. We sleek it cowering, timorous beastie. Oh, what's a panic in thy breastie? That need not start away so hasty with bickering brattle. I would be loath to rin and chase thee with a murdering pattle. I'm truly sorry man's dominion has broken nature's social union and justifies that ill opinion which makes thee startle at me, thy poor earth-born companion and fellow mortal.
Ian Harden is Georgia Power Professor Emeritus from the University of Georgia and a good friend of the station. Ian, haste you back.
I'll be back again. Okay.